Okay, I know this is not where episodes normally start, but there is this super annoying buzz during the podcast that is driving me insane, and I wanted to put a disclaimer out there. To anybody that's listening, if you hear it, sorry. I hate it when it sounds like garbage like that and it drives me bonkers, but there's a ghost in the machine somewhere. A ghost in the machine. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the podcast. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Stupid face. I hate the way you dress. I hate the way you look. I hate the way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. How are you?
It's all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's all right.
How's your day going?
Not bad.
No?
Not bad.
Long day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Working on the roof after work. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you love that stuff.
It wears on me. I got two bloody knuckles. I got a cut on my hand.
So you look like a bare knuckle brawler?
I look like a bare knuckle buffoon.
Know that too, but yeah.
This is starting off so well.
Nice.
This is a fucking banger, man. This is going so awesome.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Antisocial Isolation Podcast with your hostess and host, Carol Ann and Joseph.
Yes, we're back again, as per usual.
We've been tag teams back again. I'm not going to sing it.
Oh,
that's all you get
yeah,
from me.
Yeah, that's the Geico commercial? No. Doesn't matter.
It's an insurance commercial.
Yeah, it's
yes.
One of those two.
Before it was a song from the late 80s?
Somewhere like that,
I don't know.
Yeah,
something like that.
You know me and that music, I have no idea.
Nibbly. Anyways.
What's new and exciting? The world is dying to hear.
The world is nothing from me. I've got the most boring life ever.
Make something up.
I won like $3 million today in the lottery.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't open with that, because that was super exciting. And honestly, I didn't think you were going to talk about it at all yet, because we wanted to get in touch with our accountant.
Well, it's been like a month, so I figured it's time.
Yeah, but we still haven't gotten in touch with our accountant or the lawyer that we talked
about.
Oh,
I've got it all done and done. I'll be leaving town tomorrow. You won't hear from me ever again.
Oh, where are we going?
I didn't say you're going anywhere.
Can you at least pay off the house for me before you leave?
Nope.
Why not? That's
you get to keep it. What else do you want?
Compared to $3 million you won, paying off the house is the least you can do.
You get to keep it.
I'm definitely going to sue you for alimony.
You won't be able to find me.
The lawyers will. People will find you.
They will not find me.
Who do you think you are, Brian Laundry?
No, because I'm still going to be alive.
Yeah, well. And I think that guy ended up being alligator bait.
Right.
Who knows?
But for real, I didn't win any money.
No. No, I wish. That would be super awesome. What would you do if we won $3 million? First of all, let's be realistic. After tax is probably like $175, right?
Right, which isn't really as exciting as it used to be. Because
it is still very exciting because we could literally pay off all of our debt.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's not like you're woohoo super rich with that anymore.
Yeah, but you could just like live off of the interest off that pretty much almost if you just pay off everything.
Yeah.
So let's do that. Why don't... Listen, I do all the house shit around here. I need you to win us some money, okay? Pull your load here. Pull your weight.
Okay.
Okay? I do everything. The least you could do, is find a way to... I'm serious. You need to fucking do something, and you need to find a way to win us this money within a month, or else you're out. You're out, not me. You.
The only thing I'm going to do is beat your ass in about 2 minutes.
I've been on a roll with doing shit like that to you lately. It's so much fun.
Yeah. You're right in the line, though, buddy.
I'm not.
You
it's
are.
It's fun. I think fake rage and anger is so much fun to pull off.
Yeah.
And I'm getting better at it.
Fake beating your ass might not be so fake, though.
Well, that's fine. Spousal abuse.
If you're into that.
Spousal abuse. Men can be victims. #MeToo.
You know what? I've got evidence. It's recorded. It's on air. It's I'll be like, this is how he treats me.
I could delete this shit with one click.
But you won't.
But you don't know how to work it.
But you won't.
No, I won't, because I want people to know how difficult it is living with you. And how much it hurts to say that if you won money, you would just leave and walk away.
Well, one, I didn't win any money.
Because you
but
haven't
two,
paid your rate.
I really can't argue with the whole being difficult to live with thing. But I think you exaggerate that.
Just a little.
Because I really think you have got it made, okay? Just for the record.
Got made, but you're not difficult
yes,
to live with.
Yes, you do.
It's fun. We have fun together.
Mm-hmm.
What the dumbness people are listening to here is basically the same dumbness we do...
All day long.
All the time. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great now that you're working from home, too.
Nice job on that crockpot chicken earlier, though. That, for once, you decided to actually make dinner, and it turned out to be something really good, which was equally
shocking.
Well,
let's face it. If I didn't make dinner, we would never eat.
Sure we would. We got so many food options around us.
sandwich? Only if I buy lunch meat?
No. LT's, Subway.
Can't afford to live that way.
No, we can't. Yeah. So what do you got going on? What's the hot topic you found this week?
Hot topic?
You were in charge of hot topics.
You mean like the emo store?
We had this discussion earlier in the week. You're losing your mind. You were supposed to come up with a weekly hot topic, and no, not the emo store. So part of your research was to come up with something edgy, something relevant to the youth of, you know, our audience, that group of people that tunes in. You were supposed to come up with something. And you totally forgot about it, didn't you?
You can stop this now. Ladies and gentlemen, you may literally hear what it sounds like for Joseph to get an actual beating.
It's going
to
turn into a snuff podcast here. There's going to be a death. Now who's got this on recording?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what's up?
Nothing. What you got?
There's lots going on.
There is?
Yeah. Have you looked
you
at
mean
the...
other than the government giving away free stuff?
Oh, my God. Do I we shouldn't even dive into that.
Okay.
Because it just came out, uh-huh. Right? I will... Maybe if we each say one thing about it, if you got something you really want to talk about. So one of the things apparently in this proposal is like $400,000 to families of children who had their children separated at the border during the Trump years, right? Which was the thing before then, is the thing after then. It's not a Trump policy. But there's a proposal to give those families $400,000 each. And I saw a tweet earlier, just before we started recording, from a black guy saying, like, all you blacks that voted for this, you know, where are your reparations, right? There's so many promises given to the black community, not only for reparations for slavery and everything, but just, you know, economically and everything. And here they're giving $400,000 to fucking Hondurans or whatever it is. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
That's my part. That's all I'll say about it. What have you got?
Oh, nothing. Nothing? No, I don't have, yeah. Okay. No. Nothing specifically. Just a lot of it is whatever.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Our president. Have you seen the, probably not. I don't even pay attention to this, but I see it sometimes, is the iTunes charts on Apple. Like, what's, like, number one and all that kind of stuff. Like, Adele had a new song come out that was number one for a few weeks.
Okay.
That has since been overtaken by, I think, the top five yesterday or today were kind of all the same category. And there's a lot of music being made.
My God, just spit it out.
with Let's Go Brandon as part of the lyrics.
Oh, gotcha.
And it's hilarious. Like, it's topping iTunes charts. There's people making raps about Let's Go Brandon, and, you know, the what it really means is
sure,
fuck Joe Biden. But do you know how that whole all started?
Yes.
The NASCAR thing?
Yes. Yeah.
So there are Let's Go Brandon, like Facebook is starting to, like, censor it, I think. So is Twitter. Like, can, you know, I don't know if it considered hate speech or whatever, but...
Yeah, there was... And I was just flipping through whatever it was, and there was an article that came up where it was like, I don't know if it was a fireman, a first responder, somebody was receiving an award mm-hmm. for something they had done. And they had a Let's Go Brandon shirt on, t-shirt on. It was great.
Fucking love it. That's such a good troll. But I saw a thing today, too. It was at Magic Kingdom. Like, at night, like, they're waiting for the fireworks. And the crowd was chanting Joe Biden. Like, it's everywhere.
Oh, that's great.
I saw a really funny video, too, where one of these Joe Biden songs, somebody put a compilation together. Remember when Biden was campaigning and he was at like a Latina thing and he came out and he held up his iPhone and he played that Despacito song or Despacita okay. or whatever it
yeah.
is? Well, this video started off with him going out there hitting play and it turned out to be one of the, you know, Let's Go Brandon songs. And then they clipped together like 3 minutes of like Biden dancing and Kamala Harris dancing and Obama dancing. Everybody dancing to Let's Go Brandon. It was so funny.
Nice. Oh, boy.
Man, say all you want. People rip on Trump all the time, and that's fine. They get equal rippage for Mr. Biden.
Yeah, and you know what?
He's not beyond it.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
That was before everybody got censored and everybody told what comedians could and couldn't say, and you're not supposed to touch on this topic or that subject.
Yeah.
Back in, you know, way back. I don't want to say back in the day because I hate that phrase, but, you know, back way back day. Before the woke,
fuck woke.
movement. And on the late shows or wherever they could, that's what they did.
Yeah.
They poked fun at
everybody.
Politicians.
Yeah.
Regardless of affiliation or anything else.
It's funny how times have changed too. There's this clip I've seen Don Rickles, who, you know, old comedian, and he would sometimes, I don't know if he would host the late night show or whatever, and like when Johnny Carson wasn't or whatever, but you know, it's one of the things where like a 70s talk show, he's out in the crowd kind of talking to the people and riffing and stuff like that. And something happened, and he asked a question, and some black lady chimed up. You know, and she said something funny and silly, and his response was, boy, ever since they got the right to vote, they think they can do anything. Like, you couldn't even say that now, but it was hilarious. The whole place blew up laughing. It's funny. Like, we have to watch, we need to watch Chappelle's special, because I'm afraid it'll get taken down, but
yeah, we
there's
do.
Such outrage over it. He's always been somebody who has just towed that line perfectly. Like, he'll talk about topics that you think are going to be like, holy shit, he's really going there. And he'll take it to a place geniusly that makes it funny.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's all up in arms now. Was it transgender people he had a
Apparently,
joke about?
Yes.
I won't even say making fun of, because my understanding of it is the joke is about his reaction to a transgender individual coming at him. So it wasn't even like he was just like calling them out, but like, what's with the trans people? You know, that kind of like Seinfeld, what's the deal with trans? But I mean, we need to, you know, to the point, like there's so much woke crap coming out now that everything people say, somebody has to react to and get outraged about. Just fucking turn it off.
Yep.
Let people have opinions that you don't agree with. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I say some dumb, stupid shit sometimes. If you don't like it, okay, cool. If you do, cool. That doesn't mean I'm not going to continue to say dumb, stupid shit. And that doesn't mean that you can't be mad about it. But it also doesn't mean that I don't give a fuck if you're mad about it. So, yeah. So we need to watch Chappelle's special. Theo Von has a new special out on Netflix, too. We should watch.
Okay.
In case you were wondering.
You have to actually turn the television off of The Office once in a while, though. In order to watch these other things.
No! God, no! Please!
Because at this point, I feel like we could really recite every single episode.
I think I've mentioned it, but I mean, I follow a lot of like Office stuff on Instagram, and they have a lot of bloopers, and that it's so much fun. It's so goofy.
It's a pretty epic show.
Yeah, it is. Was.
That's not going to, apparently it's never going to die. Like, it's just had a resurgence, I feel like, recently.
Well, so
right?
is Seinfeld, with the whole Netflix thing, and the like, but Comedy Central right. showing every Seinfeld episode mm-hmm. and stuff, too. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. You keep making me watch that show.
Those are the good ones.
Eh.
Speaking of the president, though, and music, kind of what we were talking about with that Despacito thing. I don't know. There's some singer, Olivia Rodrigo, I think her name is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who she is. She's like a 20-something-year-old singer. That's all I know.
That's because she doesn't like you. She's listened to the podcast, and she says, please don't ever, you know, let him know who I am. I don't ever have contact with that man.
Yeah, and as I just mentioned, that's her right to not agree with what's going on here. But she paid the White House a visit recently, and
you make it sound like she was bored one day, decided to go knock on
she
the
was
door.
Bored, yeah.
Hey, what's up there?
Yeah. Is Mr. Biden home?
Joe, Kamala come out and play.
Yeah. Joe Biden left her with some parting gifts. Now, what would you think like a 78, 79-year-old man would give a younger girl as gifts for visiting the White House?
I don't know. A fountain pen, perhaps?
That would be reasonable.
A official White House letter opener.
Right. Those would all be great guesses. He gave her some M&Ms and a shoe.
Were they presidential M&Ms?
Wait. M&Ms and a shoehorn. A fucking shoehorn he gave her as a memento for leaving, for visiting the White House.
I feel like it was on clearance in the White House.
A shoehorn.
Gift shop.
Here's something that doesn't get used for the last 50 years. You want a shoehorn? What the fuck? That's hilarious to me. What an old guy thing to do. What's else he going to give her? Like a fucking hanky? I mean, come on.
Hanky? You mean a handkerchief?
No, old guys like that use hankies.
Use hankies.
He gave her a fucking shoehorn.
Shoehorn. Were shoehorns ever really necessary?
I don't know.
I mean, like, in this, like, even in the past, say, 100 years, has anyone used a shoehorn?
Probably President Biden. He probably thought it was like an ice cream spoon or something. That guy's got an affinity for ice cream.
So. Ice cream. Yeah. Look at this fancy ice cream scoop I found.
Some ice cream. Come on. You know what I mean, man.
No, wait.
Listen, Jack. So, yeah, that's probably going to go on the mantle. If I had a presidential shoehorn, I would absolutely put that thing maybe in a frame like those shadow box. It would look really nice being displayed on a wall.
Or in your butt.
Weird. That's
but you're weird,
turn.
So. Just saying.
Okay. Fair enough. So that's my presidential stuff.
That's your presidential
There's
stuff?
There's enough on that.
So, today, and you know, there's a national day for everything, right? So, I figured, you know, today's a good day. We'll go ahead and cover some of the national days.
Yeah, all right.
Because there's a handful of them today. Apparently, today's National Chocolate Day.
Nice. I had a couple
Super
of Chips
important.
Ahoy for dessert, so I got my chocolate in.
Mm. I'll have to sneak that in maybe still. Maybe I'll have some My Count Chocula.
Ooh, that's right. I forgot we had
Splurge
Monster Cereal.
Monster Cereal for
Son
Halloween.
Of a bitch. All
right. That's right, baby. So, National Chocolate Day. By the way, white chocolate is awful. Should never have ever been made on white chocolate.
Same thing with orange chocolate.
It's still better than white chocolate.
No.
And then, even some milk chocolates don't taste so good. Their chocolate's where it's at.
Hmm. Okay, what's next? That's a stupid take.
You can't tell me my tastes are stupid. They just are what they are.
You chose me. Your tastes are bad.
Oh, good point on that one. Eesh. Moving on. It is also International Animation Day.
Oh, what?
Yeah. So we should. I wish I would have known that this morning. I would have spent my whole day being like super animated.
Well, not only that, we could just have cartoons on all day.
See?
Damn it.
I'm going to go do that while you make editing things.
We should find the regular show.
What?
Punchman Cheers.
Oh, in case anyone has never seen the regular show, I'm sorry, it's not the, it's just
regular show. Yeah.
It's a super cool cartoon. It's probably on, I believe it's Hulu. So you should probably go back and watch, especially some of the early episodes. It's freaking hysterical.
Yeah, it was very funny.
Okay, moving on. It is also National First Responders Day.
All right, back to blue.
Shout out to all those first responders.
Right down the street at Vigilant.
Yep. Also, National Immigrants Day. And I like to think of it as Legal Immigrants Day.
Ouch.
I think they need to add that in there.
Wow. They're about to get $400,000 each, so congrats, immigrants.
Just saying.
What's next?
And then, last but not least, is it Oi Day?
Oi? Is that a Jewish holiday?
It's Greek.
Oh.
It's O-H-I, but I don't have a phonetic punctuation.
O-H-I.
Here. O-H-I Day. Is that Oi or Ohi? I don't know.
Huh.
Oi? 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 Oi! Okay. It's also known as Oxi Day or Ochi Day. It is commemorated each year on October 28th in Greece and Cyprus. and by all the Greeks living around the world. Cyprus this day Hill. Is celebrated in remembrance of the moment when then Prime Minister of Greece,
Aristotle Stoppanopoulos?
Some Metaxas guy.
Oh.
He refused to let the Indian troops enter Greece's border during the
Racist.
Greco-Italian War.
Huh.
So this is a commemorative day for them. So
good job, dude.
Apparently,
fuck
people walk
Indians.
Through the streets yelling "Oxi," O-X-I, "Oxi," which means no in Greek.
Hmm. So it's no day.
It's no day. Greeks are saying, no, you cannot come in.
No day
like today.
Which
is sad
today.
Because I would love to go to Greece.
Yeah, me too. But you're not Indian, so you don't
beautiful.
Have to worry about that. They might not let me in. But that's a different
so?
Kind of
who
Indian,
said I was
I'm
taking
guessing,
you?
Right? Yeah, that's where you're escaping with your $3 million.
Damn, I gave that away.
Up. I'm going to go with Aristotle Stoppanopoulos out down there in Greece and marry some rich tycoon.
Can you blame me?
Yeah.
Why?
You got it all right here.
Mm-hmm.
yep. Yeah.
Sure do, babe.
I am somebody who does not answer a call unless I know who the number is.
Well, I think it's a smart thing to do. Otherwise, you get stuck talking to people about your car warranty.
I agree.
Although my phone blocks those calls. It's pretty cool.
Oh, does it really? Mine just says potential spam.
Yeah, but my phone won't even ring.
Wow. Look at that. iPhone. Way to go, buddy.
Yep.
No, but there was a... This hiker got lost in Colorado, and they were only lost for like 24 hours, I think. It wasn't anything major, but it probably would have been found sooner. But they did not answer calls to their phone because it was an unknown number. So people were trying to call them, like to say, hey, where are you? Can you give us a location? Like, give us an idea where you might be? Ignored all the calls. So, yeah, they spent...
That was
24 hours in the Colorado mountain because they would not answer their phone.
Now, see, that sounds completely bogus. Because if they could receive calls and ignore them, they could make calls, right?
They called the hiker's cell phone. The call was declined. The rescue team kept trying, but repeated calls and texts to the hiker's phone went unanswered. So there's a team of 8 people that launched an hours-long search party. Only to be notified that the hiker had safely returned to their lodging location the next day. And the hiker, who they will not identify, told rescuers that they had no clue anyone had been searching for them. Their phone had been buzzing, the hiker said, but they repeatedly declined the call since they were coming from an unknown number. There you go.
Was he even actually really lost?
I don't know.
Like when you just read that, it sounds to me like he knew what he was doing. He was out there camping for the night.
I don't know.
And somebody... like, reported him missing, even though he wasn't. He was like, no, I'm good. I don't know why you're looking for me.
Well, that's not the story as it was told, so...
That's exactly how it sounds. That's just a bunch of hooey.
Yeah, you got to be careful out there in the woods, though. There was also, ironically, and this was in Alaska, and this man was on his morning bike ride, and a 400-pound brown bear charged at him, biting his lower leg, only backing off when the man kicked the animal. It's about 30 miles away from Denali National Park in Alaska. The victim was armed at the time, but he didn't use his gun. But he saw the bear charge at him from like 30, 45 feet away. He got off his bicycle and started yelling at the bear, but eventually fell to the ground. The animal bit his lower leg, causing puncture wounds and a laceration.
What? I want to know what would actually needed to happen. For him to use his firearm.
That
would have been
35,
hit, right?
40 feet away, running at me. My gun is in my hand.
Right.
Shooting. I'm emptying. I'm dumping freaking clips into that thing.
Like, at that point, did he think on his bike, maybe he was overconfident in his riding ability.
He got off his bike.
And thought, hey, I can
outrun
this.
Which you can't, because bears run like 30 miles per hour.
Yeah. Yes. But you would think if you are someone living in Alaska, right? You would know that this has got to be a possibility, right?
Probably why he had the gun, but I don't know why he didn't use it.
But why wouldn't you use it?
Yeah, after the bear backed off, walked to the highway about 400 yards away and called a friend to take him to the hospital.
So hey, just let the bear walk away?
Hey, man, I was on a bike ride. Can you come pick me up? Yeah. You got a flat? Nope.
Kinda.
Did something get punctured? Well, yeah, but you don't have a flat? No. Okay, I'll just meet you. Tell me where you are. Good God.
The bear gets all angry at him for kicking him in the leg, goes over and just pees on his bike when he's walking away. It's like, fine.
Take that. You're mine now. Yeah, so there you go. Be careful out there and answer your phone.
Yes.
Always.
Iron Man just announced.
Iron Man.
Well, not just announced, but not that long ago announced they are actually having a new event in Alaska this year. Or next year, 2022. Yeah.
Want to do it?
I would love to.
And?
First of all, I mean, you know, the races are in and of themselves, you know, a little bit pricey, but yeah. The...
Getting to Alaska.
I was going
to
say, but yeah, the actual traveling to Alaska kind of enhances the cost
and
of that a little
whole
bit more.
Getting there side of it.
But I've seen pictures of the venue.
I bet it's awesome, yeah.
And it was so absolutely gorgeous. The lake with these snow-capped mountains and, oh, man.
It snows there?
That's what I've heard.
Oh, okay.
Now, I wonder if
there's... I was thinking of Alabama.
Anyways, I wonder if there are any bear sightings near the bike course. I wonder if there's a requirement. Maybe you have to actually carry like bear spray or something with you.
Well, at least the bear necessities.
It's the bear necessities, Mother Nature's recipe.
I don't know. I feel like if I tried that race, I would barely make it through.
Okay, we're gonna move on now.
we're polar opposites. Byron Brown. All right.
Yeah. So now there is, by the way, another reason not to eat fast food, which we don't really do anyways.
Yeah. What reason is this? Somebody find like an eyeball in something?
No, but apparently they've discovered some, is it, I'm going to totally kill the way this is pronounced.
Yeah, but.
Pyphthalates?
Do what now?
Pyphthalates?
Are you trying to say Pythagorean theorem?
No. Anyways, it's a Pyrex. Chemical. It's a chemical found in plastics. But I don't know why anybody would ever create a word with a PH followed immediately with a TH. Like, how do you... But that's just like...
Platypus.
Pleh. Anyways, so... They found these things to be in some food at McDonald's. Who was it in... Oh, like McDonald's. I think Taco Bell was one of the places, but it was a handful of different fast food places.
Are you trying to say prehistoric?
No. There were 64 samples of hamburgers, fries, chicken nuggets, chicken burritos, and cheese pizza as well.
Phalanges?
So don't eat fast food because there's a lot of shit in it.
Fundamentalism.
At least in San Antonio, Texas, where the samplings were done.
Hmm. You're not trying to say pharaoh. Can you try that word one more time? No? Shit. All right. Fine. We don't really eat fast food anyway. It's gross. For the most part. You want to... I did prepare, you know, some this day in history things. And I scooped from the web.
You scooped it from the web?
I scooped, yeah.
Oh.
First, we'll get a couple of birthdays out of the way.
Uh-oh.
Inaugurated in this very city, Mr. Theodore Roosevelt.
That's right.
Yeah. Equally important, lead singer of Duran Duran, Simon Le Bon, was born on this day.
Simon Le Bon, or is it Simon Le Bon?
It's one of those two.
I think you just wanted to try to find a way to fit the word bone into that report.
Bone in ribeye. And this one was exciting to me. John Gotti was born on this day as well.
Is that really
infamous
exciting?
Gambino crime boss. Yeah. For
me,
that's
what day he was born.
For fuck's sake. So, speaking of New York on this day in history, 1904, New York City Mayor George McClellan takes the controls on the inaugural run of the city's innovative new rapid transit system, the subway.
And when?
1904.
1904?
Yep.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. I would have never thought that it was...
What, 115 years or whatever, 17 years?
Yeah. So, wait. The subway was in 1904.
Correct. So, you got to think at that point, it was probably just a very small run.
When was the, is it the Model T?
That was like 1914, 15 maybe,
so
right?
So, you're telling me the subway came before automobiles?
Yes. Well, they had like steam locomotives before the car, too. So, I mean, I'm sure it wasn't like a really wasn't like running on electric or anything like it does now and that type of shit, whatever, but
yeah,
probably
I
just
guess.
An underground train, underground railroad.
Yeah, literally. That's so crazy to think about.
See, taking everything from the blacks.
Oh my God.
But later in that day, he was also the first person mugged on the subway. So it turned out to be a shitty day. He lost his wallet.
Oh, boy.
And his pride.
Mm-hmm.
This is also New York related. Well, kind of. In 2004, the Boston Red Sox finally ended the curse of the Bambino by winning the World Series.
What?
New York related because they purchased the Bambino, Babe Ruth, from the New York Yankees in 1920. $125,000.
Wow.
Yeah. George Washington in 1791. First census results. The census of the country after, you know, everything got settled down after the Independence War.
They had no one. Regroup. And
it was submitted exclusive of South Carolina, which had not yet submitted its findings, though.
Hmm.
South Carolina, also the first state to secede from in the Civil War. They were the first ones to leave
Jump
the
ship.
Union. Yeah. So, Civil War related, in 1862, there's a famous Supreme Court case. It was United States v. Hans Gerber. Hans Gerber banned the use of real china, which apparently is called kaolinite, but banned that use in toilets and other products because of the ongoing Civil War. And it was apparently needed by the government as an ingredient. So this stuff, the real china stuff, was used also to like soothe upset stomachs and as a treatment for diarrhea. And also used to induce blood clotting in diagnostic procedures. So they banned them from making like porcelain fixtures during the Civil War.
Hmm.
Because they needed it for like the troops, apparently, for because they're out there in all those shitty conditions. And also on this day, last one, 1492, famous for Christopher Columbus. On this day, he sailed to Cuba and claimed the island for Spain. I don't know if that was before or after. I'm assuming it's after, or before, I should say. Like, he went to Cuba first.
I don't remember. I feel like that's something we learned in school growing up, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
When you do that whole Explorers Unit back in, like, third grade or something.
There's a Cuba, New York.
There
and
is.
And what
Cuba.
Do you say about us going there and claiming it? What do we have our own town?
I feel like it's already been claimed.
By who? The state? Fuck them. The Cuban people, I'm sure, had felt that their stuff was already claimed, too. Ah, it's worth a shot. Think about it.
You go for it.
I would like my own town.
Okay.
And apparently it's
How big does your town have to be?
As big as Cuba, New York is. I don't know.
You don't even know how big that is.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to take it. It's going to be mine.
Why Cuba?
Because apparently it's easy to claim places named Cuba.
Just because one happened once?
Yeah, why not? You watch. And change the fucking world, man, one city at a time.
Uh-huh.
That's what I got, though. Very interesting, though, huh?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I kind of zoned out through some of
really?
That.
Really? It's all about good, like, Civil War stuff and stuff? Man, that sucks. Should have listened.
Who cares about Civil War? It happened a long time ago.
They care about the Civil War. They do. You should, too.
Why should I?
Because... Oh, whoa. What do you got? We already heard that part.
Yeah, I know, but I really like it.
Okay, well, you can listen to it.
I had to enhance it a little bit. So, today, on Carol's Facebook Marketplace post, we have... Are you ready for this one?
I am so ready.
It's a hornet's nest.
Like an actual hornet's nest?
An actual hornet's nest made of mud and sticks and straw and, you know, that little mud-looking thing you find hanging in the corner of your garage that makes you go, ah! And freak out.
Anything living in it?
They're only asking $25 for this thing, right? And she said, you know, hey, it's a large hornet's nest, hornets not included. So the hornets have evacuated.
Who would want to buy a hornet's nest?
And... She, you know, the owner said, hey, what the heck? You know, they're not using it anymore. We might as well sell it.
But
For $25.
You just take it down and stomp on it. Or throw it in the garbage.
But why? Because according to the Iowa State University, you can preserve and display a hornet's nest. They give you instructions on how to do it properly.
I'm going to go ahead and once again say, but why? It's just a hornet's nest. It's not like a fossil. It's not like you found an ember with mosquito preserved.
They're frequently displayed in nature center schools and nature history museums.
Oh, my goodness.
But you can also display them in your home as a conversation piece.
Wow. How's that conversation go? What's that in the corner? It's a hornet's nest. All right. You got any more pop?
If you've got questions, you can go to the site. They will answer them for you. So if you want to know, how to collect the nest, personally, I would suggest that you do something to evacuate the occupants first. Probably a good idea. Hornets aren't the friendliest creatures. You don't want to get them mad. Will I get stung from hornets that emerge from a collected nest?
Yes.
I'm assuming that if you've already collected it, they shouldn't still be in there.
Hopefully
so not sure what you're doing.
You got one that was like out of town on business. He's like, what's my nest doing in there? And he comes back and he reclaims it. It's like Cuba.
There you go. He claimed it.
That
he
is his
like,
Cuba.
I don't know who you are, but I'm claiming this nest. Right? Will a nest smell bad? Apparently there might be some carcasses of the hornets and larvae that remain in a collected nest that might produce an odor.
Gross.
Heads up in case you decide to do this. And does the nest need to be treated with varnish if you want to preserve it?
Shellacking.
No. It is not necessary to treat your preserved nest. It'll be fine just the way it is. And will hornets emerge from eggs that hatch after the nest
You really
is hung
have a
indoors?
Lot of questions about this.
So these are common questions that Iowa State University gets. They have conveniently posted the answers for everyone's nest.
How boring is Iowa? So they say it could be a conversation piece. Like the guy that has that in his house. I'm like, come on
what
over for drinks, guys. Yeah, group over. Like, oh, yeah. What's
Isn't
that?
New?
Do you guys notice what's in the corner over there? He really wants to draw attention to it. And like,
it's got a spotlight on it.
Oh, yeah. What's that? A hornet's nest? Yeah, that's right.
It's on a little pedestal.
And everybody else doesn't care. It's like, oh, it's a hornet's nest. Okay. And he's like trying to prompt him for questions. He goes, yeah. Crazy story how I got that. And everybody's just trying to ignore him. They're like, yeah, come on. Check out football. Yeah, all right. Trying to watch TV. And he's like, a lot of work going into preserving that thing. And he just keeps trying to make it a conversation piece, but nobody cares. That's why you don't put it in your house, because nobody cares.
Maybe
it's not a conversation
Iowa, they care.
Piece. It's a conversation piece if you're having a conversation with yourself. That's it. We're not getting
just
one. I've taken some off our garage before.
Who knew that we could sell them for $25?
Well, if somebody buys
like,
it for $25,
like
bucks,
right
let's find out if somebody's going to actually buy it.
I feel like the fool. We threw money in the garbage.
No, you don't worry about that.
Just like that.
I do not think that's a thing.
Maybe we could get more money if the hornets were still in the nest.
No, then you just get more stings.
That's okay. You're the one taking it down.
Yeah, great.
You got to earn your keep, man.
Speaking of Facebook, I just had this random thought earlier.
We weren't talking about Facebook.
It was a Facebook Marketplace post. You know what I hate? I think people are freaking weirdos if they do it. Like, we all join, like, groups or something or, a page, whatever,
sure.
And you go through, hit join generally, and maybe they have a question or two you have to answer, and you hit submit request, and you get something back probably that says you are now a member of this. People are fucking psychos that say, thanks for the ad. And, like, post saying, thanks for adding me. And that's it.
Yeah,
like, what the
weird.
Fuck?
Yeah, it's weird. As if they was, like, a special screening process.
Yeah. Yeah, you answered two questions. Do you live here? And are you, over 18?
Do you promise to be nice?
Yeah. Thanks for the ad, guys.
That is weird.
It's fucking weird. Those people are psychos.
They're just looking to initiate some sort of interaction of some sort. Most of those people probably live alone.
You know what those people are? Those are people that have fucking hornet's nests in the corner of their house trying to get someone to talk about it.
On a pedestal with the spotlight on it.
Do you guys see that over there? Yeah, for fuck's sake. We saw the thing. God damn. I gotta go. Yeah. So that's really it. We're getting close on time here. What do you think? Good episode? Good facts today? That brings some heat.
Always.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I completely made up the Civil War thing about porcelain. No Supreme Court case, no nothing. You yelled at me last week for not making one up, and I made one up that was so dumb and so believable that you just glossed over it.
I told you I checked in out your during face. Half of that.
So there.
Well done, well done. We'll give you a
thank you very much,
one.
People. That was...
Well done.
Yeah. I'm going to retire after this. Maybe I'll get a hornet's nest. I don't know.
You're going to get a hornet? I got a person. I got a guy.
I ain't spending no $25 on a hornet's nest.
I might be able to get you a discount.
You sound like Dwight Schrute.
I have an
excellent aviarist or whatever he has for bees or some shit.
Is he any good?
Look at how you're a bad aviarist.
We know that. Oh, my God. That's not even like a popular scene from the show. How do we know all the words?
That's hilarious.
This is stupid. Anyways.
Yeah. But, hey, it's been fun. We're going to wrap it up.
Yep.
We got stuff to do.
Yeah, like rescue the dead animals that are on our floor, apparently.
Positive note, no dog farts this episode. So.
That's because they got them all out during the day while I was working.
I'm glad they work with you and not me. Yeah.
That's because they're my buds.
They are your buds. So. All right, kid. I love you.
I love you, too.
Yeah. See you next week.